It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Spring is finally here, and that means lots of springtime entertaining. From Mother's Day to graduation to wedding season, there are many reasons to host a soiree in the next coming months. To make our table as pretty as our food, I turned to Greg Campbell and Eric New of Garden District. These talented florists are being featured in a new book called Florists to the Field.
For the past year and a half, we've traveled around the world to flower farms that provide product for our shop here in Memphis. And each chapter highlights the farm and the flowers they grow.
The book is full of beautiful photos and stories to inspire us when creating floral arrangements at our own home. And spring is the perfect time to be inspired.
This is the beginning of the local growing season for flowers, and this time of the year we really like to start using local product at the shop, and we encourage people to do that in your centerpieces at your home.
Peonies, lilac, tulips, and zinnias are a few of the many locally grown options. And I love this tip.
When decorating your table for spring, you not only want to use flowers that are in season, but it's also interesting to use fruits and vegetables that are in season because they help to add another texture and another element to your design.
Think passion fruit, plums, green tomatoes, grapes, and even veggies like potatoes and okra. The debut and first signing of the book will be at Garden District on April 27th from 4 to 8. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.